由麦亨牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的听众朋友，你好。
We are delighted that you joined us today.
我们很高兴你能够收听今天的节目。
We have been looking at the life of Moses.
我们正在查考摩西的生平。
And I want to begin today by talking about certain temptations that is common to all of us.
开始今天的讲论呢，让我们先来讲一讲普遍的、最常见的一些的试探。
We all know how easy it is to cheat and lie.
我们都知道要讲大话、要去欺骗人是几咁容易的一件事。
We all know how easy it is to rationalize not working hard.
我们亦都知道很容易呢就可以为自己做嘢马虎去找藉口的。
We all know how easy it is to say one thing in a person's face and another thing behind his back.
我们知道在人面前去讲一套，在人的背后去讲另一套，亦都是相当之容易的。
We all know how easy it is not to confront these wrongs.
我们都知道不去对付这些的错误，亦都是很容易的。
By nature, we just don't like to confront the wrong things.
按照我们的天性呢，我们就是不喜欢去面对自己的错误的。
We say, nobody cares and why should I?
我们说，人家都不在乎，我做什么认真呢？
We simply don't want to pay the price of challenging the wrong.
我们就是不肯去付代价，去向错误挑战。
A famous general once said, there are no victories at discount prices.
一位著名的将军曾经这样说，他说是没有廉价的胜利的。
Confrontation is not popular, nor is it cheap.
面对错误是不受欢迎的，亦都不是廉价的。
We often become too comfortable to stand up for the truth.
我们时时都为了是生活得安逸一点、舒服一点，而不愿意为真理挺身而出。
Too rich to pay the price of confrontation.
我们实在是太丰裕了，我们反而呢是不愿意去面对错误，为了这样呢去付出代价。
Too unwilling to sacrifice anything except the truth.
除了真理之外，我们什么东西都是不愿意牺牲的。
Moses was a man who was reluctant to be the instrument of God's confrontation with evil.
神要摩西成为他对付邪恶势力的器皿，但是摩西却是不愿意去顺服神给他这个的责任。
Yet, as he trusted the power of Jehovah,
但是当摩西信靠耶和华的能力的时候，
God made a hero out of him.
神就能够造就他成为一个的英雄了。
Moses came to know that there is no victory at a bargain price.
摩西开始明白到讨价还价是不能够带来胜利的。
Only those who are not afraid to count the cost.
唯有是勇敢这样去计算代价，
will know the glorious victory.
先至咧能够系得到荣耀嘅胜利。
Only those who are willing to pay the price，
唯有系嗰啲愿意付代价嘅人
，will experience the power of God，
先至能够经历到神嘅大能。
I am constantly amazed by men and women who stood tall for God and did not count the cost.
好多唔计算代价，愿意为神挺身而出嘅人，时时咧都令我觉得好惊讶。
And that is why they were used of God.
神就因为咁而去使用佢哋啦。
I have never heard of God using a lazy or self-indulgent person.
我从来没听过神使用那些懒散或者是放纵自己的人。
You must be willing to pay the price.
你必须愿意去付代价。
You must never say, I will serve God when it is convenient.
你绝对不可以说，等方便的时候，我就会侍奉神的了。
Or I will serve God when circumstances are favorable.
又或者说，当情况有利的时候，我会侍奉神的。
Or I will serve God if everyone will accept me.
又或者说，当人人都接纳我的时候，我就会侍奉神了。
The sad thing is this.
但是可悲的是，
Many Christians have become like plants in a greenhouse.
很多基督徒都成为了温室里面的植物。
We have to have the right temperature.
我们要求周围有适当的温度。
We have to have certain amount of moisture.
我们要求周围是有适当的湿度。
We have to have the right environment.
我们要求能够在一个适当的环境那里生长。
Otherwise, we think we can't grow or serve God.
如果不是，我们就不成长，亦都不去侍奉神了。
But we are supposed to be soldiers of Jesus Christ.
但是我们原本，我们基督徒本来是应该做主耶稣基督的精兵的。
And the soldier must be ready for anything.
作为一个的军人呢，是无论处在怎样的环境底下，都是随时做好准备去应战的。
Moses, as a good soldier, stood his ground and said, Let my people go.
摩西作为神的一个好的军人，是要企稳他的立场，去讲容我的百姓去。
You and I have no choice but to confront Satan.
你和我是别无选择，我们是一定要去面对撒旦的。
We must tell him, Let God's people go.
我们一定要对撒旦讲，用神的百姓离开。
Does Satan have a hold on your son or daughter?
撒旦是不是在掌控着你的仔女呢？
Insist that he let him or her go.
你要去坚持叫撒旦放开你的仔女。
Does Satan have a hold on your father or mother?
撒旦是不是在掌控着你的父母呢？
Insist that he let him go.
你要坚持叫撒旦放过你的父母。
Does he have a hold over your sister or your brother?
撒旦是不是在掌控着你的家人，你的兄弟姊妹呢？
Insist that he let him go.
你要坚持去叫撒旦放过你的家人，放过你的兄弟姊妹。
Does he have hold over a dear friend or a spouse or a neighbor or a co-worker?
撒旦是不是在掌控着你的朋友、你的配偶、你的邻居或者是你的同事呢？
Don't ever give up telling him to let them go.
绝对不要放弃，要叫撒旦放过你的朋友、配偶、邻居或者同事。
Does he have a hold over you or a loved one in addiction of any form?
撒旦是不是在利用所有不同的不良嗜好，去令到你或者你所爱的人是上瘾，从而呢去控制你们呢？
Stand your ground and insist, let me go.
你要企稳你的立场，坚定地对撒旦讲，放我们走。
But let me give you a warning.
但是呢，让我去提醒你要提高警觉。
Many times you will find what Moses found.
你经常呢是会遇到好像摩西所遇到的境况的。
That the more you insist on praying in faith for the release of the lost in your family,
就是你越是凭信心坚持为你失丧的家人得释放来去祷告的时候，
the more Satan gets outraged,
撒旦就会越生气，越想呢是去攻击你的。
Just like Pharaoh would not let people go,
就正如法老不肯让到以色列民离开埃及一样，
and made it intolerable for the people of God,
并且呢是令到神的百姓是陷入无法忍受的困境里面。
Satan will hold tenaciously and make it worse for them.
撒旦的魔掌呢会捉得更加紧，他会呢更加变本加厉地去苦待他们。
But don't be fooled into relenting and giving up.
但是你千祈不要因为这样呢而上当，不要因为这样呢而退缩放弃。
Don't stop praying in faith.
千祈不要停止你信心的祷告。
Satan will tell you that the more you pray, the worse things will get for that person if you keep on praying.
撒旦会跟你说，如果你坚持继续祈祷下去的话，你越是祈祷呢，你所关心的人就会越呢是遇到一些不好的事了。
He will tell you that you are the cause of worsening the situation.
撒旦会跟你说，是你造成那个人的境况是每况愈下的。
But my listening friends, deliverance is on its way.
但是亲爱的听众朋友，你要知道拯救已经是近在眼前了。
Moses could have seen how harsh Pharaoh had gotten with Israel and given up out of compassion.
摩西可能是因为同情那些在法老苛刻苦待之下的以色列人而放弃了他自己的坚持。
But they would have missed out on the ultimate freedom.
但是他们会失去彻底获得自由的机会。
So my listening friend, keep holding on.
所以亲爱的听众朋友，请你坚持下去吧。
God is teaching everybody something through this process.
在这个的过程里面，神正在锻炼我们每一个人。
Let me tell you something very important.
让我呢话俾你听一啲好重要嘅事。
If it was up to you or me, we couldn't endure the battle.
如果系单单靠你或者系我嘅力量呢，我哋系冇可能奋战到底坚持落去嘅。
But God is teaching us faith and perseverance.
但系神却系要教导我哋信心同埋毅力嘅功课。
He's teaching the lost to appreciate the horror of sin.
神要去教导那些失丧的人去认清罪恶的可怕。
He is accomplishing his purpose.
神要完成他的目标。
He is demonstrating his unquestionable power.
神要彰显他那种无庸置疑的大能。
He is going to reveal the false gods for who they are.
神要去揭露那些假神的真面目。
He wants to show Pharaoh and his armies that they are worshipping false gods and practicing empty religion.
神要显示真相，让到法老和他的军队知道，他们所拜的都是一些假神，都是一些空洞的信仰。
In my next message,We will see how each of the 10 plagues were against each one of the ancient Egyptian false gods.
在下一集的信息里面，我们会讨论到十灾和古埃及所拜的十个假神是相对应的。
In God's process, God is doing many things at once.
在神的作为里面，神是同时成就了好几件事的。
God is encouraging Moses to trust in his God.
神鼓励摩西要信靠神。
God is rendering Satan worthless.
神宣告撒旦是毫无价值的。
God is showing who is really king of the universe.
神显示出边个先至是宇宙万物真正的主宰。
The 10 plagues that God sent in succession upon Pharaoh revealed Pharaoh's unwillingness to give up.
神让十个灾祸 一个接一个咁样临到埃及，临到法老，从而咧亦都显示出法老嘅心系几咁刚硬，几咁咧系唔愿意去屈服。
It is the same with Satan.
撒旦亦都系好似咁样嘅。
Satan desires above all else to be worshipped.
撒旦最渴望嘅咧就系啲人愿意去拜佢。
His most audacious utterance to the Lord Jesus Christ was this.
佢对主耶稣基督所讲嘅最厚颜无耻嘅说话就系、
是、All these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me.
佢话如果你愿意系俯伏拜我，我就将呢一切都赐俾你。
But on the cross, Jesus showed him who is king.
但系主耶稣喺十字架上边，让到撒旦睇见边个先至系真正嘅王。
He pummeled him.
主耶稣咧出咗好多拳。
He pounded him.
重重咁样打击魔鬼撒旦。
And he knocked his teeth out.
主耶稣咧好似拳手一样，系将撒旦嘅牙咧都打甩啦。
And soon he's coming back to finish him off.
而且主耶稣咧系好快就会翻嚟，将魔鬼撒旦咧彻底打败嘅。
Because Satan wants to be worshipped.
因为撒旦系要人去敬拜佢啊。
Everyone who does not worship Jesus Christ is worshipping Satan.
所以其实如果唔敬拜耶稣基督嘅，咁就系敬拜撒旦啦。
Everyone who does not worship Jesus Christ,
嗰啲唔愿意去敬拜耶稣基督嘅人
，they may tell you that they are worshipping nothing.
佢哋或者会同你咁讲，佢哋或者话佢哋乜嘢都唔拜嘅。
But nothing is another name for Satan.
但系所谓乜嘢都唔拜，其实就系拜魔鬼撒旦啦。
Everyone who is not worshipping Jesus Christ.
嗰啲唔敬拜耶稣基督嘅人
，They might be telling you that they're worshipping other gods。
佢哋或者会同你讲，佢哋咧系拜其他嘅神嘅。
But other gods are another name for Satan。
但系其他嘅神，佢哋另一个名其实就系魔鬼撒旦。
Any other God other than the God who revealed himself fully in Jesus Christ?
除咗我哋嘅主，就系嗰位藉住耶稣基督完全彰显自己嘅真神之外，所有其他嘅神
is a false God and is a storehouse for Satan.
嗰啲嘅神呢，都系假神，都系魔鬼撒旦旗下嘅傀儡。
God's judgment was directed at ancient Egyptians' polytheism.
神嘅审判针对古代埃及嘅多神崇拜。
It's against paganism that God's judgment is coming.
神嘅审判将要临到异教嘅信仰里边。
It is against the worshipping of the God of Mammon that the judgment of God is coming.
神嘅审判将要临到对财神马门嘅敬拜。
It's against worshipping of indifference that the judgment of God is coming.
神嘅审判将要临到嗰啲对神无动于衷嘅人。
It is against self-worship that the judgment of God is coming.
神嘅审判将要临到自我崇拜嘅人。
May God protect us from compromise.
求神保守我哋唔好妥协。
Pharaoh said,
法老咁样去讲
，Who is this God that I should obey His voice?
佢话耶和华系边个？是要我去听他的说话。
Poor Pharaoh, very shortly, he found out who God is. But it was too late.
法老实在太可怜了。没多久之后，他就知道耶和华是谁了，但是已经为时已晚了。
He was pounded and beaten and ultimately soaked to death in the Red Sea.
他被重重地击打，最后葬身在红海里面。
In the Egyptian Museum today, where all the mummies are kept,
今日嘅埃及博物馆里边保存住所有嘅木乃伊。
you will discover that one of the mummies of the pharaohs is bleached white.
你会发现其中一个法老的木乃伊是惨白色的。
All the others have normal skin.
其他木乃伊的皮肤都是正常的颜色。
The guide will tell you that the bleached pharaoh is the one who was fished from the Red Sea.
导游会告诉你，这个惨白色的法老就是从红海里面捞起的。
Sometimes God is too patient for my liking.
有时候我觉得神的忍耐实在是太过分了。
But then I'm glad that he was patient with me.
但是我也很高兴他对我这么有耐性。
For 120 years, Noah called on people to repent.
当年罗亚呼吁百姓悔改呢，是足足用了120年那么耐的。
But then God shut the door of the ark and it was too late.
但是当神关了方舟的门的时候，一切就已经是太迟了。
Jesus wept over Jerusalem and said, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, if you only knew the hour of your visitation.
耶稣曾经为耶路撒冷哀哭咁样话：耶路撒冷啊，耶路撒冷啊，巴不得你喺呢个日子知道关系你平安嘅事。
And a few years later, the blood ran down the streets of Jerusalem more than a knee high.
果然喺短短几年之后，耶路撒冷嘅街道上边就系血流成河嘅。
But it was too late.
但系一切已经太迟啦。
God is calling you before it's too late.
现在趁着仲有机会，神喺度呼唤你。
Will you say yes, Lord?
你愿唔愿意对主话系啊，主啊，我愿意。
Your eternal future is hanging in the balance.
你永恒嘅结局正系咧系悬挂喺半空嗰度。
Don't be deceived by Satan's excuses for you to postpone your decision.
你千祈唔好上咗魔鬼撒旦嘅当，千祈唔好去揾藉口推迟你嘅决定。
Don't be deceived by Satan's temptations.
你千祈唔好上当受撒旦嘅引诱。
Don't be deceived in thinking that you will have time to come to God.
唔好受骗，以为你仲有好充分嘅时间可以嚟到神面前。
Today can be your last day.
今日可能就系你最后一日啦。
Do you know where will you spend eternity?
你知唔知道自己会喺边度度过永恒呢？
If you committed your life to Jesus Christ,
如果你将你嘅生命交喺耶稣基督嘅手里边，
He can guarantee you an eternal life in heaven.
佢可以保证你会得到永生，进入天堂。
Will you come to him?
你愿唔愿意嚟到耶稣基督嘅面前呢？
Say, Lord Jesus.
你愿意对他讲，主耶稣
，Forgive me of my sin，
赦免我的罪。
Thank you for paying for the wages of my sin on the cross。
感谢你在十字架上边付清我的罪债。
Please accept me。
恳求你接纳我。
Amen。If you have prayed with us, we look forward to hearing from you。
仲话阿门。如果你跟住我咁样去做祈祷。你愿意咁样去决志嘅话，我哋好期待你能够写信话俾我哋听。
Until next time, I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福俾你。喺呢个时候咧，我哋休息翻嚟，再重温一下今日嘅内容啦。今日咧，麦克牧师同我哋咧讲咗几个重点。 他首先提到我们经常都会面对很多的试探，例如讲大话，例如很马虎地做事，例如我们是讲一套做一套。其实归根究底就看到我们做基督徒，我们很多时都不愿意去付代价，但是神是会使用的，是那些愿意付代价的人。我们看到就是马克牧师给我们的一个提醒，是我们必须要愿意去付代价。我们在上一集都看到，就是摩西面对神给他的任务，要他带以色列人出埃及的时候，他都是不愿意付代价的，就是在初时的时候他都用了四个的藉口想去推卸责任，但是神改变他，神亦都安慰鼓励他，就令到他是愿意去接受，愿意去付这个的代价。而神呢，是只会用那些愿意付代价的人去造就他们成为英雄的。以后再看下去呢，我们会看到摩西的事迹呢更加能够讲明这一点。咁跟着马克牧师呢亦都有提到，好多基督徒呢都是做了温室里面的植物，是希望有适当的温度、湿度、适当的环境才愿意成长。但是作为基督的精兵呢，我们是一定要成长，而且呢是要随时准备应战的。因为我们的敌人魔鬼撒旦呢是对我们有很多的攻击，他会用尽一切的办法在不同的情况底下呢是去攻击我们。他可能会掌控我们的子女，掌控我们的父母，我们的家人、朋友、配偶、邻居或者同事。他可能会令到我们是上瘾，是染上了一些不良的嗜好去控制我们。无论怎样，魔鬼撒旦的攻击呢是不会有一刻是松懈的。但是呢，我们不能因为这样而放弃，我们一定要坚持下去。但是更重要的是呢，我们如果单靠自己的力量呢是不能够奋战到底的。神要教我们信心和毅力的功课，他要教我们特别是一些失丧的人去认清罪恶的可怕。神亦都要去彰显他那种无庸置疑的大能，他要揭露那些假神的真面目。在这里马克牧师亦都提到何谓假神呢？何谓是拜魔鬼呢？很多人呢说自己是什么都不信，其实呢他可能是信自己，他可能是信金钱，但是其实这一切呢归根究底都是敬拜撒旦的。求神保守我们，不要执迷不悟，不要像法老一样到死的时候都仍然不愿意去相信神。求神亦都保守我们能够抵挡魔鬼撒旦的攻击，不要上魔鬼的当。求神亦都叫到我们愿意去将自己的生命交在耶稣基督的手里面，愿意是接受耶稣基督作为我们生命的救主。咁若果收音机旁边嘅听众你係愿意咁做嘅时候呢，咁你就可以係用返头先马克牧师所分享嘅嗰个祷告，就係对耶稣讲：主耶稣，求你赦免我嘅罪，感谢你喺十字架上面付清我嘅罪债，恳求你接纳我，阿门。你咁样做嘅时候就代表你已经係决志愿意係归主啦。我恭喜你，亦都愿意你能够在主里面不断的成长。我们下次节目时间再见。